What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the EG3 podcast, the EG3 show. Back again, Eddie Gritter III. This is take two for yours truly. I recorded an episode earlier and it did not save onto my laptop for whatever reason. So here I go again, having to redo it. Eddie Greer, EG3 show, all about sports, running, whatever. Record comes across my desk here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording on this Saturday night, this episode on Saturday night, February 1st, 2025. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen when you listen to this episode. It could either come out tomorrow or Monday night, so be out and look out for that. If you listen to this on Monday night, appreciate you, or on Tuesday morning. So we'll see where this drops here on this latest edition of the EG3 podcast, folks. So, again, we're on Spotify, iTunes, for those new to the show. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, like usual. So make sure you hit the notification bell every time we record an episode, upload it. You guys will be first to know about that. We're going to jump right in into it. Since I already recorded this earlier and I have to redo it. Again, that's annoying. But anyways, here on the podcast here, no races again. And I'm pushing my announcement back. I am training for a marathon, which one? I'm going to push that announcement back until next week's episode, obviously. It's going to turn out to be a big show next week, obviously. We'll recap what went down. Will history be made with the Chiefs? They take it on the Eagles again in Super Bowl 59 down in New Orleans. We're going to have my announcement of my marathon that I'm training for. I'm going to have that announcement on here as we racked up a ton of miles in the month of January. Wow. So we're getting to work early. We're not waiting. We're not waiting till 2 weeks. We're not waiting till three. We're not waiting till a month. We're getting it after early in this cold, in this weather conditions, whether it's -2 degrees, windy, -10 wind chill, whatever that is. We are getting after it here in Kansas City, Missouri. So you have that. And of course, this was a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years. And I'm sitting here recording this right now with the Clash going on right now. Two nights of the Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium. For those of you who are wondering what the heck is going on. Yeah. One of my other passions other than running is I'm a big race fan. And we're not talking about running on 2 feet. We're driving with four wheels on it right now. So we got the TV on mute right now. We got cars on the racetrack right now as the Clash preseason. You know, with the whole preseason spring training. Yeah, spring training in Major League Baseball, preseason in NFL, preseason in NBA. Yeah, you get what I'm saying here. Preseason going on that right now, learning all the different drivers. Well, I mean, we know the players, but some of those moved up to the big show, like a Shane Van Gisbergen, like a Riley Herbst. And so on. I get what I say there. But this was poorly promoted, the Clash. And I just don't know why. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's me being out of the game because I'm too focused on what's going on around me right now. or whatever it was. I know Fox has a lot going on this year. Of course, big sports. And it starts with Super Bowl. Next week, next Sunday, hard to believe it's going to be right here before we know it. Next Sunday, the Super Bowl 59, they'll have that, the Indianapolis 500 later on in the spring, and they're going to have the Daytona 500, of course, in a couple of weeks. So that's right around the corner as well. And they always promote, they always do a good job promoting the 500, but think and the main event's going to be on Fox, so I don't know they missed something or what is, but it was poorly. Poorly mispromoted, and everyone talks about Bowman Gray Stadium, right? And for those, a lot of people probably don't know where that is. It's in North Carolina, or exactly where, I'm not sure, but they have moved preseason around. And I think, for me, being an old school guy, I don't think they should have moved away from Daytona. It's like a buildup. I love the whole Daytona aspect of, you know, speed weeks and have that big ass buildup to the Super Bowl of NASCAR racing, which is the Daytona 500, right? You have, obviously, have mentioned the Super Bowl a few times already in this episode. So you have that. But yeah, you should have 2 weeks. Obviously, they got done with the Rolex 24. You had the clash, obviously, a lot of practice sessions in between that, you get your car tuned up, whatnot, a little bit, and then you had your dual races, and then you're qualifying. Well, first you had your qualifying. You qualify for the front row, only for the front row spots. Those are set up no matter what. But everything else is laid out due to the qualifying races. I could go on and on with this, but I'm trying to just minimize this as possible because we haven't talked much about racing on here. Obviously, since I changed it back to the original format, so I'm giving you a lowdown of just that. But you have that in the qualifying races, set up the rest of your field. And then, of course, you have the Daytona 500 and you have that big champion there after that. So I think it was mispromoted there. And all these guys that I've listened to some of these racing podcasts, all these talk about the crowded fans, Bowman Gray Stadium, and all that. If it is what it is, if I see what it is tonight and tomorrow night, then it was poorly promoted. So I think they should have promoted this. It snuck on me a little bit. I knew about it was coming. But with everything going on and all this being surrounded with all this talk about Chiefs three-peating, all this other stuff, and people already submitting to Kansas City Chiefs as three-peating, making history and all that, y'all haven't made history yet. So slow down a little bit there. So maybe it's me being a hater. I wouldn't put myself in that category. But that's the NASCAR side of stuff right now, as we got it going on the flat screen TV right now. I have it on mute as I record the EG3 podcast. Eddie Ritter III here, recording this episode again for the second time today, because I recorded the first time before K-State men's basketball upset Iowa State. I recorded that, but then it did not stick for some reason. It got lost in the shuffle, and I have to record it again. So that is annoying. So sorry about if I am venting a little bit here tonight on this episode here in the podcast. But speaking of Chiefs, yeah, I feel like a lot of people are already setting up their parties for this three-peat. And you guys, just slow down a little bit. We got another week. Slow down a little bit. Y'all ain't won nothing yet. Y'all ain't made history yet officially. Slow down now. maybe it's, you know, the Atlanta sports person in me, you know, being jealous of you guys, being in this run right now. I've seen it all. Dynasties. Look, I know what a dynasty is. I know what a dynasty is and whatnot. Look, I've seen it. Yankees overtook the Braves. Yeah, I hate New York generally. So yeah, that going on. We just lived through the Patriots. Now you have Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs being in their middle of this dynasty run that they're on. Let me see. Golden State had that little run. Yeah, we've seen it a lot in the NBA. Let's see. Trying to think of something here. I know it's not in particular order, but you got the Bulls, obviously, and they're with their two runs in their dynasty. There, let me see. And then you had the Lake, Houston Rockets, the Bulls, Rockets, and the Bulls again. Then you had the Spurs and their little dynasty run before the Lakers took over that. And then I think it was, again, Golden State, Steph Curry, then you have Cleveland. Well, Cleveland had that one championship run there as well. Golden State had their dynasty as well, and I don't know who. Yeah, and now you have the Boston Celtics, probably their turn in the mix a little bit, maybe a little bit. So have that. We see it all. We see a lot of dynasties in the NBA, and now the NFL. And if you're a Chiefs fan, you might as well not listen to national radio or podcast, because look, it is what it is. I mean, There's been a lot of people that's posting, have stand, and rightfully so. Again, like I always say, do what you want to do. I can't tell you what to do. So whatever you decide, hey, I'm not gonna tell you you can't do this. It's on you. But I read a Facebook post. I've kind of stayed off of that. So, I mean, I got the mic, I'm talking, so you're not listening to me. But, maybe it's just my ignorance, or maybe it's just me hating a little bit. But, yeah, some of y'all it feels like it's already been set, been official already, and it's not. So you guys got four quarters to get it done. It's Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm not Eagles either. I was asked that last night. You gonna go for the Eagles in this game? I'm like, no. you serious? You gonna ask me that? Come on, man. No, not that. And look, I'm known as the guy that wears a red hat. That red hat's the Chiefs hat. So I'm gonna represent that. if I had to pick a team, it would be I rooted for the Chiefs last year. Over the 49ers. I'm not a 49ers fan. I'm not from San Francisco. It doesn't make no damn sense. You know, it wouldn't make no damn sense. Why would I cheer for the Eagles? I'm not from Philadelphia. So why I'm not from San Francisco. So I'm living in smack in the middle of Kansas City. So why would I root for a team, NFC team that's not the Falcons? I have no clue. I have no questions. So do not ask me that again. So I have watched my share of Chiefs games. So I know I've seen it. I've seen the bad of the Chiefs before the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes. So I've seen a lot of Chiefs football. I've heard a lot of calls, Mitch Holtis, you know, all that stuff. So it seems like the attitude right now. I know I'm not calling the show out. But so it seems like they've already got the champagne popping a little bit. It's like, y'all gotta slow down a little bit here. So we'll see what happens. I mean, yeah, we're on the brink of seeing something that hasn't been done in NFL lore, which is what? A team three-peating. We've seen it in NBA with the Bulls, I think twice. They three-peated twice, I believe. There was a break in there because Michael Jordan went to play baseball in that category. We see it. We've seen it in the NBA. We have not seen it. Did we see it in with the Yankees? I think there was a little break in there. I know they went back. They had to went back to back at some point. I'm not sure with all their championships and whatnot. So and we had an opportunity to be a dynasty of some sorts. Talking about the Braves back in the 90s, and I can go on and on about that. There's a lot of missed opportunities that we should have at least. Well, we have two world championships. We were 1995, and of course, that improbable run. That was awesome. That improbable run back in what year was that? It was recent, 22 or 23, somewhere in there, that we've won that championship. And since then, we have gotten stonewalled. We've sucked in the postseason when it comes to that, having the best talent, but yet when it comes to postseason, choke. I'm going to use that word on this podcast as well. So we had our chance to be a dynasty in the 90s, only one championship, making all multiple World Series appearances, can't win one or more championships. We should have went back to back. That didn't happen. So maybe, maybe there's a little jealousy in there. I don't know. But hey, I gotta be open up. I gotta be a little honest on our podcast because about that. So this is Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs, round two. This is the second time in three Super Bowls that we're gonna see this matchup. You know, I guess maybe also it's probably a lot of my friends on social media that are not from this area, not living KC, that are pissed off or not happy that they have to sit and watch, or they're just gonna boycott the whole thing and not watch the Super Bowl. So I'm getting a little feel from both sides. I'm here right here in Kansas City. Half of me is happy, the other is not. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're gonna have a reaction to whatever goes down on the next episode of the EG3 show pod here in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll have a lot of reaction to that because so we'll talk about that. Obviously, we'll come back to the class results. On next week's show, we'll have a marathon announcement as well, because we've been putting in work already, working here in these conditions. I probably say running in these conditions, not working. It's got a little bit of both, if you will. Eddie Greer III for the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by, giving us a listen here. Again, thank you so much for taking time out to listen to this episode. We posted the first two episodes of 2025 last week. We had our first episode drop after the Chiefs beat the Bills in the AFC Championship game, and then we had another one come out on Monday night, this past Monday night. So if you missed out on those two episodes, please go back, check those out. If I and participant of a running race. We will recap that. Like usual, it's not going to be a whole lot of races this year for yours truly, but we have some races are circled, and we're going to be focusing on putting a lot of emphasis on that, including this marathon that I am currently training for here coming up in April. And we're going to leave it. We're going to leave the cliffhanger like that. I might make an announcement on Instagram here. I know I haven't been on, haven't made a lot, many posts on there, but I might make an announcement, early announcement on that potentially this week on that marathon. I know people like wondering, is Eddie going to race? So like, we're not racing tomorrow and we're not racing next weekend because obviously the Kansas City Running Club, shout out KC Running Club, putting on the same event, obviously, because the Kansas City Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl yet again to try to three-peat. We're going to be back at Arrowhead next weekend to do that run, and I'm going to have to move my long run to next Saturday. So I'm sitting here recording this podcast so I can be available to join the peeps for that as well. I know the Groundhog Run is tomorrow. We were talking about the Groundhog earlier during the Saturday kind of quote-unquote, if you want to say, medium long run with the fellas down in Kansas City, Missouri. This podcast is not there, not an official sponsor, but gotta tell you about real quick, Kurtz Energy Bars here real quick. Obviously, located in Lenexa. Homegrown, baby. Homegrown. They're known for the energy bars. If you have run a KC Running Company event or any type of race, whether that's a 5K, 10K, half marathon, or full, you would see these guys posted up just after the finish line with the energy bars, right? 8 to 10 flavors. I recently stocked up, tried their latest flavor. Let me see. Have it right here in front of me here. Yeah, cranberry. I stocked up on that. I figured, you know, I'm going to try this. Give me a box of this. So cranberry explosion. Also, in the fall, they had their pumpkin spice. It's really good. That was one of my favorites. It is still one of my favorites, along with blueberry, cherry bomb, and so much more. And also here, also, they got some snacks. I call them the granola snacks. I gotta stop saying that because every time I come to this portion, I forget what the actual name of it is. But I call them granola snacks. I tried them out during one of the training runs for last runner standing, and it was really delicious. So they have flavors of that as well. Go, but to figure that out, what I'm talking about, go to KurtzBars.com right now. Check them out. And every time you hit the checkout screen, it is Greer on that. See, I knew I was going to do that. Every time, that is not the code. Fast Eddie is the code. Every time you hit the checkout screen, this is not a limited time offer. This is every time. Fast Eddie is the drop code. Every time you get 20% off, every time you purchase Kurtz Energy Bars products. So go KurtzBars.com. And check out the latest products there. Kurtz Bars. Feel what drives you. Yeah, so I've been training, obviously, refusely. And obviously, we've already started training for our marathon. I'm trying not to spill the beans already. But I'm leaving, or already gave you a clue to what month this marathon's in. To find out what it is, you got to tune in next week on this podcast. But yeah, so we've calculated the mileage. Woo! We're putting in that work, baby. Putting in that work here as we just started the month of February, so there's that as well. Whether it's -2 degrees, cold weather, windy. It was windy early this afternoon. Yeah, as well. I mean, I don't have a treadmill, so now I probably said this before. Maybe one of the first two episodes of the new season of the EG3 Show podcast. It's you have no choice. You can't just rely on lame treadmill. And a lot of people, a lot of the runners, a lot of fast runners have it. I don't. I got to go out here, whether it is I dealt with for the day, whether it's super windy or dealing with chills or even it's been rarely nice. And last night, Friday night, during the string haul run, it was really nice too as well. I'm usually the one that's bundled up running around, but I was not actually last night. It was still cool. Don't get me wrong. It's still winter, but it felt like fall. last night. So yeah, speaking of pumpkin spice, it felt like fall last night on that run for String Hall for the KC Running Club there as well. But yeah, so it doesn't matter. You got to get yourself ready to get going. So yeah, so if you guys train, obviously Boston's was first come to mind. But let's not forget about Tokyo. I don't have the dates in front of me right now when Tokyo is. I'm pretty sure Tokyo is the first world major that's up. And then you have Boston. So I know everyone's eyes focused on Boston. And rightfully so. And maybe that we might be getting there at some point. That's why I'm doing. It's like, figures like, originally, folks, I was going to do train for half marathon. But I'm in such good shape right now. I figure, you know what? We have somehow got to find a way to take advantage of, because you just don't know. You just don't know. I mean, I'm trying not to jinx myself here. But again, you want to try to take advantage of where you're in right now. So it changed my mind after, I think it was after one of the long runs back in the month of January. I can't think of exactly which one it was. Like I said, talked to my coach about it. Said like, hey, let's get back into it. Let's get myself back in the saddle and we'll see what happens from here. So obviously I'm actually coming off of Speed World Majors, Chicago. Yeah. So that episode dropped last year. So you can go back and find it on the EG3 show feed underneath the 3Y podcast with EG3. So if people are having issues finding that, it is under that banner. So again, this used to be a NASCAR podcast for 8 years, 8, 9 years. So it's back to its original. When I got back, when I first started into this podcasting space, it was a sports show. So we're kind of running the floor. You see where I'm talking about sport, whether it's dynasties or Super Bowls or NASCAR racing. It's a little bit of everything here as we are trying to get settled here in 2025. So yeah, figure, you know, let's give it another, give it another shot. Obviously, we don't know. We don't know if we're going to run a world major. Obviously, I looked in New York, see what the lottery is there. That's coming up in another week or so, actually. It'll end. That window will end in the end of the month. We're talking about entering lottery. And I know that's like one of the harder world majors to get into. I think it is because I think we didn't get it last year at all. We're kind of one of the faster runners there. But yeah, so I know everyone's eyes particularly talk about Boston because everybody wants Boston. Speaking of Super Bowls, yeah, Boston, in my opinion, and I've never run this race before, but I've heard so much about it ever since, you know, getting back into running and doing all types of distances, is the Super Bowl of all running. All different types of runners, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s even, right? Is everyone wants to get there. Everyone wants to run the famous hills, the famous course. Everyone wants to have that opportunity to run the Super Bowl. And that's for running. That is Boston, right? So we'll see. I already know I have a few people that are trained for that right now. So and again, this camp, we might be in that discussion. We might be in that discussion next year. So that's why I'm like saying, you know, let's just take advantage, because originally, if we didn't do it, if I didn't make that change, then probably would not enough done it. And I probably said this before. If not, I will say this again. I did not get back into running just to run Boston. That's just, even though, yes, it'd be really, really nice to do that, accomplish that feat. I mean, that's not what the focus is all about. I'm a competitor. I want to go out, do my best, train hard. I mean, and maybe it's just my mindset. You know, my mindset is probably different than probably 80% of these runners that are just running or just running for medals or whatnot. But for me, I just have a different mindset and I want to perform well. That athlete mentality, we're going to call it the super athlete mentality. You want to go out, put in the work. You want to go out and perform well. That's what it is. And if you don't, I still have that mentality. It's disappointing. It's what it is. I mean, yeah, I mean, you have to go through, you want to just get back. But if you run bad or perform bad, it sticks with you. And Mark Andrews, sorry to point it out, but, you know, missing opportunities to make plays down the stretch for Baltimore Ravens there. And he was distraught. I feel bad for him. But he was distraught because he had a chance to tie the game. This could have been a different outcome for the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, they got sent home a couple weeks ago in the NFL playoffs because, you know, he made Martin Andrews make critical mistakes. And those will haunt you. It's just like for me or any competitive runner, super competitive runner, you want to go out and perform your best. I know you're saying, you know, you go out there, yeah, you give it what your best you have. And that's that. I understand that. But at the same time, you put all this work, and if you don't get a goal that you want, then you left disappointed. It's what it is. So we're kind of driven here. That's why I said what I said. I think on the first episode of the podcast, again, first two episodes is out already. But that's why I started what I said when I said, you know, unfinished business. I mean, last year somehow during a transition period. Somehow we had great performances across the board. When it came down to Chicago, is like, oh, not that feeling of, you know what, we didn't get there. I mean, yes, I mean, achieving a gold star, the gold star. Now I can't remember the exact term of it now, but you know, World major, achieving six world majors and a potential seventh. For those of you new to the podcast, we'll have to probably revisit this early at some point. Maybe that'll be an episode down the road for us to revisit this conversation. But everyone wants to earn run the world majors. Everyone wants to do that, but some people don't have that, and some people, you know, just have more better resources. I don't know. But yeah, we achieved something. I achieved something. I wish it was a little bit better circumstance, better time for that. But achieved something that wasn't even on my radar anyway. Was a world major. We got in because of the Grandma's Marathon a couple springs ago. So it's still one of my top two marathons. Actually, Grandma's is number two. That's how we got into Chicago, is qualifying under that banner. And I know KCRC 2.0 is some of the squads doing that race this year. We're not going back and doing that, but they're doing that this year. But it is what it is for that day. You just cannot. There's just a lot of factors in the marathoning. It's just a lot of unknowns into whether you're preparing for it. It's just you gotta. It's not like you're getting ready for a football game every single week. You know your opponent, things like that. This is like, okay, you're getting your race down, right? A marathon down, for which is like, for us, for example, we're talking about this in the first day of February, and the marathon is like not even till the end of April. So it's like a lot of unknowns between now and then. So it's like, it's not like NFL where you're preparing for a Super Bowl or you're just your normal weekly game, and okay, we know the opponent, we know what they'd like to do. They like to run it, they like to throw it, they like to give it to a star player, X player, they like to give it here, they like to disguise blitzes, you know, you get what I'm saying. So it's a different kind of look when you're training for a marathon. That, all right, you got to do this. You have to get in this certain routine. Your body has to adapt to this. Things like that. So, there's a lot of factors. Eddie, here we go again. Getting ready for this marathon. Like, oh, my goodness. You have to do this, do that. You have to worry about, okay, is there going to be a lot of wind? Because, obviously, the Midwest, especially Kansas, yeah, there was all this wind crap. So like, hey, but again, I'm taking something from what somebody said this week on one of the local radio stations here, that you got to try to be, I didn't know, Jordy Nelson, K-State, shout out. Yeah, K-State, Jordy Nelson was on yesterday. He talked about being better prepared. So we have to be better, at least be knowing that, put in the work, and be better prepared for it. Because there's so many unknowns. You just don't know what's going to happen. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we have plenty of time still to get ready, but we're off to a rocket start, monstrous start already, with as far as mileage goes anyways, for us here in 2025. EG3 show. Get it? Wherever our podcasts are found, we are free and available weekly. We're gonna have a chance to record a podcast, even have to do it again for a second time today as well. Well, that's gonna wrap. We have made it to the finish line on another edition of the EG3 show. Thank you, guys, so much for sticking around and joining us here on this episode. Again, we have a big episode next week. A lot of factors with the Chiefs three-peat. Also, we'll get back to the clash here. How that's going to turn out, obviously, as they approach the Daytona 500 there. Obviously, spring training coming up for Major League Baseball right around the corner. There's a lot going on here as we are in the month of February. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all next time.